Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
We are going to attempt to answer today a question that I think just about everyone on planet Earth has tried to answer for themselves at some point. And that question is my partner, the person I'm in love with, are they going to stay true to me or are they going to cheat?
Yes. And the answer to that question, believe it or not, may be in the pitch of your partner's voice.
Yeah, so this is...
That's according to research out of the University of Göttingen, at least.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. Let's find out what kind of pitch should I look out for if I don't want my partner to cheat, and what kind of pitch shows that this might be the one who's going to be true to me.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Julia Stern. I'm currently working at the University of Göttingen, teaching there, and we recently did a study on people's voices and how they are related to their personality.
So, Julia, one of the most striking conclusions of your study, as far as I've understood it, has to do with voice pitch and infidelity, the propensity to cheat on your partner. What was the finding there?
The finding there was that people with lower pitched voices are more often cheating on their partners, do more often commit infidelity in committed relationships.
How did you find that out?
So basically, we invited people to come to our lab and recorded their voices, giving them a standard passage to just speak that. And we asked them whether they have ever committed infidelity in a committed relationship. And then we correlated both measures.
And then you figured out that basically if my pitch is lower when I'm talking, that there's a higher chance I'm going to cheat on my partner with someone else.
Yes.
And this is based on what people actually reported about themselves. So the people with lower voices simply just said that they had cheated on their partner in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
What on earth what are we supposed to make of this in a way? My head's spinning because could it mean that people who have lower voices, men who have lower voices, are just, you know, more sexy in general or something? That they have higher sex appeal to people everywhere and therefore more sex in general and also more infidelity? Would that be possible?
Yeah, definitely. So we perceive men with lower voice pitches as being more attractive. And it's certainly possible that people with lower voice pitch are more attractive and therefore they have more opportunities to mate with different people. And that might be the reason. But the problem with this assumption is that we found exactly the same results for women. And for women, the relation with attractiveness is the other way around. So we perceive women with higher voice pitches as being more attractive. But also women with lower voices reported that they have more often committed infidelity. So
let's get to women in a second. Let's go back to men. You said as if it were almost self-evident that men with lower voices are more attractive. Is that scientifically true?
That is pretty much true, yeah. So we are pretty sure about that.
So should I, if I wanted to become more attractive, all I'd have to do is maybe speak like that all the time?
Well, attractive in a vocal way. So not your face won't change, right? So you're not physically more attractive if you have a low voice pitch, but your voice is more attractive if it's lower.
So you've got a lower voice in males being perceived as stronger and thus more sexually attractive. And you were saying before that for women, a higher voice pitch is more attractive. What's going on there?
So we don't know all the reasons for these relationships, but one idea is that women sound younger if they have a higher voice pitch, and that basically younger women are perceived as being more attractive. Possibly because they are in their fertile age.
Is there a practical piece of advice here in terms of choosing a mate? should women look for guys with higher voices so that they know that they're going to be faithful?
I don't think so. So I don't think that there are like too much implications based on the studies we currently have, because first of all, effects are overall rather small, and we don't really know what causes the effect. So I don't think that just because people have lower voice pitch, they will cheat on their partners. So there are other different variables that might play a more important role, such as how satisfied you are with your partner, or how long you are together, how committed you are, and stuff like that.
You know those days where you have kind of that George Clooney effect, that deep, gravelly voice? That is it fair
When
then
you're
to say,
hungover, is that what
or you haven't slept enough, that you are sexier on that day than you may think, or more attractive than you may think?
At least you might sound a little bit more attractive, yeah. But at the same time, so people have something like their standard voice pitch, and of course you can lower your voice a little bit and or talk in a little bit higher voice, but you cannot completely change it the way you want it to be, right? So you're somehow in a continuum of your voice, and of course if you lower it a bit, it might sound more attractive. At the same time, there are newer studies that try to find out if people are able to judge if someone cheats, basically with their voice pitch. So if you try to speak in a lower voice pitch tone, if other people can hear that this is not your standard voice. And then if it's like a fake voice, if they recognize it and rather punish you by not trusting you or something like that. But that's really in the shoes of a child, how we say in German. So it's basically just a start, and we don't know what happens there.
I'd say we start a voice modulation training school.
No, there are filters. You can use a
No,
filter.
I'd say we start training people to speak, or males to speak lower. Make some real cash off it.
And women to speak high.
Oh, I can tell a story about that. So, Margaret Thatcher received voice training, for example, to speak with a lower pitched voice, because the idea was that then all the other male politicians may take her more seriously. So, that actually happens.
Special thanks there to Julia Stern, or Stern. She's talking to us there from Göttingen. Don't know about you, Gabe, but I am seriously going to try to up my gravelly voice game with my wife once in a while. Try to go full sexy.
Well, she said there that that you can always tell
That's
that you're
true.
faking it.
That's true. So I guess the lesson.
Can you tell right now that I'm faking
Not at
it?
all. So the true takeaway from this one is be your own true self. For better and for worse, any questions, any opinions, any
Now,
anecdotes?
hold on, seriously. I have a question for everyone out there, for the females and the males. Is having a lower voice more sexy? Would you rather mate with a person with a lower voice?
Or higher voice.
Or higher voice,
However,
depending on your sex. Would you want to have sex with that person?
get in touch. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.